These opposition TDs said today that no one should pay the new €100 household charge. The government calls them irresponsible. So who's right? Well, earlier today, nine TDs called on the public to refuse to pay the new household charge of €100 that was voted through the Dáil last night. After 3 years of austerity, they said this was a step too far and they asked people to heed their call. They said they themselves were willing to go the whole way, including going to jail if necessary. The government called them irresponsible and accused them of engaging in a cynical, emotive PR stunt. That's what we're going to be discussing here in a short while. First, though, Katie Hannan has this report.
They're lawmakers, they're promoting the breaking of the law, and I think it's a dangerous precedent.
You cannot get blood out of a stone, and if you criminalise a stone because you can't get blood out of it, you're still not going to get blood out of it.
In 2003, the anti-Ben Charges campaign came to a head. A total of 22 people were jailed. Amongst them, the Socialist Party TD for Dublin West.
Gangsters sitting in Dáil Éireann and in councils, and nothing's been done against them.
Less than a decade after the failed Ben Charges campaign, Joe Higgins is again at the helm of another popular campaign against another unpopular charge. But this time, he has more company. For the first time in the history of the Dáil, a sizeable number of its members have publicly declared their intention to break the law.
Will be a campaign of non-payment and non-registration.
The trigger for this unprecedented political protest is the household charge, €100 a year levy on residential properties. Government TDs are steadying nerves by reassuring themselves that it will be deja vu all over again.
I go back to the bin tax, and what were the outcomes of the bin tax? Yes, Joe Higgins went to jail for a month in 2003. What did he achieve? The only two achievements I can see was enhanced PR from his own point of view and his long-term political ambitions. And the second thing was his rubbish wasn't collected. And the bigger, wider issue was that many, many people were faced with the burden of legal and financial difficulties for a long number of years.
Today, as momentum built against the household charge, protesting TDs were anxious to highlight instead an earlier campaign when People Power succeeded in getting an unpopular charge scrapped.
Really, the template for the campaign against the household and water taxes is the major campaign in the mid-90s when water charges were relaunched in Dublin by three major local authorities. That was greeted by a mass boycott, a mass non-payment campaign, when tens of thousands of householders boycotted that as another unfair imposition.
The TDs believe that where the anti-Ben Charges campaign faltered in the bubble years, the circumstances are now ripe for a massive popular backlash.
People are now at the pin of their collar to survive. People are in negative equity, people with unsustainable mortgages, nearly 500,000 of our people unemployed. This can be their referendum. This can be the referendum for the hitherto perhaps silent majority, to really let this government of Fine Gael and Labour know that this one shall not pass.
Water charges are back on the agenda again, as is a controversial charge for the registration and inspection of all septic tanks.
People in rural Ireland do not want to pay any charge, a €50 charge, a €1 charge or a 1 cent charge, in order that they can actually use their toilet. People in towns were well financed with sewage schemes, many of them all over the country throughout the Celtic Tiger. Yet now, when we have no money left, they expect people in rural Ireland to pay for their own sewage systems. This is not fair.
The former mayor of Roscommon says he takes little comfort from the reassurances that the money raised from all of these charges will be ring-fenced for use by local authorities.
The amount of wastage that goes on in local government, you would actually get more value out of your €100 if you set fire to it, stood around it and got a bit of heat off it, than what you would get off it by giving it to local government at the moment.
The government acknowledges that a flat charge is unfair, but making it more equitable won't suit everyone.
That unfairness will be tackled next year, where people who will earn more, are in bigger houses, will obviously have to pay more than people in smaller houses and on lesser incomes.
John McHugh there, finishing off Katie Hannan's report. I'm joined here by the Minister of State, Fergus O'Dowd, and Socialist TD, Claire Daly. First of all, Minister, we can talk to Claire in a moment, but they are tapping into a real feeling amongst people that there's been so much austerity for 3 years. This is just a charge too far.
Well, basically, it's a charge which we have to impose. It's part of the deal that the previous government did with the IMF. It must be here in 2012, and it will be. It is 100 euros, and I appreciate some people would have serious difficulties in paying that. We acknowledge that. But the facts are over 200,000 people will be exempted from the charge. There is nobody listening tonight who's a local authority tenant who will pay this charge. There is nobody living in rented accommodation tonight who will pay this charge. There is nobody who's getting mortgage interest subsidy from the HSE will be paying this charge. And the issue which Deputy Daly raised last night, the question of people living in homes with pirates, they're being looked at also. So there will be significant numbers of people who won't pay, but yes, everybody else will have to pay, and it will be raising 160 million euros ring-fenced for local authority, for housing estates, for cutting the grass, for filling the potholes, for looking after the local needs of areas. This is where the money's going to.
Okay, Claire Daly, what the Minister of State is saying is that the most vulnerable won't have to pay it. So why are you doing this today?
Well, sure, it's just total and utter nonsense. People on social welfare have to pay this, people on a state pension, people whose homes are in negative equity, people who are hardly making any ends meet as it is now. Everybody is liable to this, as the Minister says. We did table amendments last night to try and exclude those people, but the government chose to ignore that. And I find it a bit ironic, given last week that they made such claim about protecting people on primary social welfare rates, that they're targeting these people now again with these taxes. It's an absolute disgrace. In actual fact, the point has been made that elderly people and poorer people actually have to pay more, because if you don't pay online, you've got to pay a 10 euro charge to go in and pay in your local authority.
That's not actually true. The 10 euro charge does not apply to the principal private residence. You do will have to pay online, that is true. Or you can post it in the post, you can pay it by postal order, you can pay it by cheque. But the biggest and the most ridiculous amendment that was put forward last night, even Joe Stalin would kick you out of his Socialist Party, that people who earn less than 150,000 would be exempt from this charge. You know, you've got to live in the real world. You cannot encourage people, as a Member of Parliament, elected by the people, with your mandate, to say they must go to jail and pay more than the 100 euros.
Jail is not on the cards at the moment,
but
Minister,
that's what you're talking about.
No, we're not.
You're
people are telling us, if you've listened to any of the phone talk shows over the course of the past number of days, ordinary people are telling you that they simply haven't got the means to pay this.
We have a
and
mandate.
They understand that if they start paying it, it's going to lead to many hundreds more euros per year, which they can't afford.
We have a mandate from the people to govern. This is a democratic decision made last night by our Parliament, and you're duty bound as a member of the Oireachtas to urge people, notwithstanding your opposition, to pay. The point is that you can pay over four different periods
of the year. Let's
look
at democracy.
But can we make the point, if you don't pay, you're encouraging people to even be in a worse situation.
Well, let's look at two things here, right? And first of all, in terms of democracy, your party contested this election where you specifically said you would oppose a flat charge based on, for the reasons that we're outlining now, that it's regressive, it penalises the poorest people, it's not in that sense fair. Can I finish the point?
Sure, of course,
in terms of the penalties, it's quite clear that the measures your government are imposing, talking about substantial fines and so on, really indicate to people that this isn't about 100 euros,
we've made it
but
very
it's
clear.
About laying the basis for a new tier of
We've made it very clear that this is an interim charge. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are bringing in a property tax, and you as a socialist should be supporting a property tax, because it will be based on the wealth that people have, the extent of the property that they own, and it will be proportionate to that and their income.
Let me ask you that, just on the property tax, there are a number, like loads of European countries, Claire, really support a property tax. A lot of socialist parties do as well. Are you saying, I just want to clarify this because I was confused today, are you saying you're against any type of property tax
on a family home? Yes,
irrespective of if it's worth 10
million. Yes, we are, and we would look at it like this. Let's look at it, right? There are the top 5% of people in Ireland have a combined wealth of 219 billion euros, excluding their family homes. So we think that those people should be levied a wealth tax or an assets tax, 1% of that, which would still leave them fabulously wealthy, would generate... Sorry, Minister, can I finish the point? I'm talking about a wealth tax.
That's what it is.
On their assets. That's their assets, excluding the family home. The point Miriam asked me was, do we support a tax on the family home? And the answer is, no, we don't.
Can I finish the point? A real socialist would say, if your greatest asset is your wealth, and we're going to tax that fairly, equitably, and
you're not, because you haven't introduced a wealth tax, but we're introducing a property tax. You're not. Ordinary people's homes are in negative equity. People can't afford their mortgages. Their houses are collapsing with pyrite and all the rest of it. How the hell could they pay another tax?
Thank you. People in negative equity, people who bought houses between the 2004 and 2008, have got an increased allowance this year, where the minimum a couple over that period, provided they borrowed, and they did borrow a lot, will be saving €900 as a result of our budget. So notwithstanding the fact that they will have to pay, they are better off as a result of our budget because we're looking after their needs in a better way.
I think it's hard, Minister, a lot of people tonight actually tweeted me on Twitter and they were saying, look, Miriam, we already pay, you know, the refuse charges, the sewerage, there's VAT on everything. There are a lot of hard-pressed people out there who are genuinely worried about this house.
I absolutely accept that. This is an interim charge. We will be bringing in a property tax and it will be based on fairness and equity, the wealth that people have and their ability to pay. We don't like what we have to do, but we have to do it. We have to make the tough decisions. We were elected to run this country, get out of the mess that it's in. Tough decisions are nice. If you heard the head of the IMF today say they're worried about an international recession. The head of the ECB today said there's no external savior.
But it's all about choices. You fought this election saying you wouldn't do what you've now done. And ordinary people are telling you that it is a step too far. They can't afford it. Many people are already in danger of losing their home. And there's no comfort in saying that this is an interim charge. Don't worry about it. We're going to bring in a property tax later. That frightens the life out of people because the ESRI has said that the average property tax on a standard family home is going to be in the region of about €800. So there's no comfort in that. And that's why people are making a stand now, because if they don't make a stand now, that's the type of levy that they will be facing very soon, and they just can't afford it.
On their ability of people to pay and the value of the property that they own, it will be fair.
How can we believe you when you haven't done it with this one? Why should it be any different with the next? You didn't have the time to put it in. We didn't. And you couldn't have the time to put a mere 1% on the wealthy.
Minister Hogan is bringing in an inter-department review group that would look at all of these issues. You mustn't forget that if we follow your line, that we would have to raise $18 billion in the next year. We're talking about raising $160 million in this charge. Your logic means that we don't pay back the IMF. The country goes bust. Our infrastructure collapses. My logic is that you ask people at the tops of Irish society,
the top 10,000 earners have an income of $6 billion. Well, they are, but they're only paying about 29% effective rate. Why don't you up that to 40%? They'd still be fabulously wealthy, and you wouldn't need to do this. Let's get off the taxes.
On the property tax, the other thing, Clara, I was wondering, even looking there, I suppose, about Joe in the mid-90s, isn't it dangerous that somebody like you would suggest that people should maybe flout the law, not pay it, and they might end up in a worse state with a huge fine, and you'd be like a cause celeb, you'd be, you know, quite famous, going to prison for a little while, and they would just be in dire financial debt if they do this.
Yeah, well, there is no prison being spoken about here, like, and I think the reality is that many people have already decided through economic necessity or on a point of principle that they won't be paying this. I think it's responsible for us. Can I finish, Fergus,
please? The RT news today was that you will go to jail. Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I didn't say that. Isn't that what the news? Your media will spin things. Can I answer the question that I was asked? I think it's the responsible attitude of people who got elected on a platform of saying that we'd be in opposition to this to stand by the people who voted for this and say, yes, we'll fight this alongside you, with you, every stage of the way, because otherwise people will be picked off and isolated. So it's the responsible thing to build a campaign for grassroots.
We've got to put our country right. This is one of the ways we're going to do it.
Okay. Clare Daly, Minister, thank you for coming. Appreciate it, because you both gave up other things to come here. Thank you both very much, Richard.